Kia ora, ko Tu Whenuarawa, nā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Most vaccine mandates and restrictions are set to end, but the Prime Minister is warning people not to underestimate the severity of COVID-19. Jacinda Ardern today announced changes to the traffic light setting in light of the Omicron surge that has swept through the country. From midnight Friday, large outdoor gatherings, including concerts and sports events, can resume. Use of vaccination passes and most vaccination mandates will end on April 4th, although those working in health, aged care, corrections and on the border will still need to be fully jabbed. She says 95% of the population is now vaccinated and that many of the unvaccinated will have some immunity because they've had Omicron. But only 80% of eligible Pakeke Māori are double vaccinated and just half are boosted, and the vaccination rate for Tamariki Māori also lags the general rate. She stresses the importance of vaccinations.
If you have only had two doses, I don't consider you to be fully vaccinated. We don't consider you to be fully vaccinated. Please go and get a booster.
The lifting of vaccination mandates has been welcomed by business groups and by education sector unions. The PPTA says many of the teachers who refuse to get vaccinated will be able to find new jobs in education, and they'll certainly be useful in coming weeks as relief teachers as Omicron continues to affect schools. But University of Auckland microbiologist Susie Wiles says she's nervous about removing vaccine mandates for people working with children who can't yet be vaccinated. She warns countries which drop restrictions as the Omicron wave was subsiding are now experiencing another wave. That's why it's important to keep masking. While Omicron may appear milder because of the protection of vaccines and improvements in treatment, there is no guarantee the next variant will be the same. And she wants to see talk of the changes needed to make indoor environments safer for everyone against what is a deadly airborne virus. A veteran journalist says flooding on the East Coast could be as bad as Cyclone Bola in 1988. A state of emergency has been declared for Te Rāwhiti because of rising river levels, with more heavy rain expected this afternoon and into Thursday. Some residents in Mangatuna, Tokomaru Bay and Tolaga Bay have been evacuated. Radio Ngāti Porou station manager Irana Reedy set out this morning from Ruatoria for Tolaga Bay with a camera operator, but had to turn back because the river was up to the top of the fences. The picture's not any better heading up north towards Waiomatatini and Tikitiki.
The Waipu River looks like a raging torrent with half a forest floating out to sea, because you can see pine logs just floating away in our river. And, you know, that's bloody sad because it ends up washing out on the river mouth and then onto the Tikapa Beach, which has Slash for Africa on it.
Irana Reedy says there will be a huge clean-up in coming months, including restoring much of the planting done for erosion control. And that is your Wātea News.